Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Appointed to the United Soybean Board of Directors in early 2026, Rob Schaefer says among the board work is continuing to find new uses and technologies for U.S. soybeans.
Stuff for putting the soybean additive to put on blacktops and pavements to make them last longer, whether that's going into Skechers shoes, you know, they use soybean oil in that, tires, they put a soybean additive in there to make the tires last longer. That kind of stuff. We're always looking for new ways to incorporate. We've got a lot of animals that eat soybean meal. The other good one is now is biodiesel and renewable diesel with 45Z. Okay, as far as soybean oil going into to biofuels, whether that's renewable diesel or biomass-based diesel. So that's a big one, too, now that the government's got that stuff figured out and a big demand for soybean oil.
On an interesting note, Schaefer says that soybean use demand has changed.
I used to raise a bean to feed pigs, chickens, and turkeys, and dairy cows in the meal side and not the oil so much. And that's why the farmer started biodiesel back in 30-plus years ago, was to find a demand for that. The oil, because it was a drag on the soybean. Now the oil's taken precedent, and now we've got a meal. We got to figure out how to get a meal, you know, get meal moving.
Other USB work includes finalizing the budget this month, and he says they hope to announce their new executive director in the coming weeks. The USB is made up of 77 members.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.